AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The state of Utah and Planned Parenthood go to court today. Utah has decided to block federal money from going to Planned Parenthood. The group says the Republican governor wants to hold up the money because of allegations the Planned Parenthood officials in other states illegally sold fetal tissue from abortions for medical research. Today, the state will try to convince a judge it's not unconstitutional for Utah to block that money. The agency charged with keeping terrorists out of this country suffered a computer glitch last night that kept travelers at airports across the country waiting in long lines. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that the computer systems they use to process international travelers at airports across the country went down for about 90 minutes. But the officials say there wasn't any indication that this service disruption was malicious.
Baltimore is trying to put a new police commissioner in place following the riots there last spring over the death of a black man in police custody. But protesters oppose the choice of Kevin Davis. And after a city council subcommittee vote supporting him, activists refused to leave City Hall. Our Juliet Linderman is in Baltimore.
Police started to line up outside the front and the back of City Hall. Protesters were engaging with police and chanting, "No justice, no peace." Ultimately, police started escorting the protesters that were still inside who had been arrested one by one and putting them in the back of police transport vans.
The latest now on former NBA forward Lamar Odom, who is still hospitalized in Las Vegas after being found face down and unresponsive in a brothel. Reverend Jesse Jackson has visited him and says he's on life support and improving. Texas executed a man last night for killing a Dallas police officer. This is AP Radio News. Some bagged spinach is being recalled because of a salmonella risk. Here's our Jackie Quinn on the Dole Fresh Vegetables recall.
Dole says the recall is a precaution after a random sample tested positive for salmonella. The company says no illnesses have been reported and this recall affects only 8-ounce bags of Dole spinach salad with a Friday expiration date and the product codes A27409A and B. The recalled salads were distributed in 13 states. This recall does not affect baby spinach or any other Dole salad bags. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Social Security recipients, disabled veterans, and federal retirees are learning today whether they will get a boost in their Social Security benefits next year. And the experts say it's unlikely because inflation has been so low. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.